time for the latest agricultural news on the High Plains. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Go on the offensive against weeds with Antares Complete from Helena. Antares Complete eliminates early weed competition with long-lasting residual control of broadleaf weeds and grasses. With a balanced premix of three herbicides, Antares Complete combats herbicide resistance and helps soybeans achieve a faster, more vigorous start to the season. Take a tactical first strike against weeds and protect your soybeans early with Antares Complete. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Ents Auction and Realty, offering a multi-parcel auction Thursday, May 23rd, 10 a.m. in Anadarko, Oklahoma. A total of 13 and a half acres in five tracts will be auctioned off. Structures include office space, large warehouses. There's even a 37,500-square-foot cold storage facility. For more information, call Alan Ents at 405-663-2200 or go to the website entsauction.com. That's entsauction.com.
Well, taking a look at the latest U.S. crop progress, winter wheat is 69% headed, 49% of the crop now rated in that good to excellent condition. The percentage rated poor to very poor held steady at 18%. Corn planting jumped 21 percentage points to 70% complete. 40% of the corn has emerged as of Sunday. Soybean planting moved ahead 17 points to reach about 52% complete nationwide. 26% of soybeans have emerged as of Sunday. Take a look at the Oklahoma crop progress. Winter wheat conditions around 51% good to excellent, 35% fair, and 14% poor to very poor. Corn planted is at 81%, also looking better. Corn conditions at 84% good to excellent, 14% fair, and 2% poor to very poor. Sorghum planted is at 32%, soybeans planted at 24%, peanuts around 30% planted, and then cotton planted is also around 20%. Livestock conditions for Oklahoma, 74% good to excellent, 22% fair, and 4% poor to very poor. Pasture and range conditions, 57% good to excellent, 36% fair, and 7% poor to very poor. Well, after the Farm Bill listening session last week, Senator James Lankford and Senator John Bozeman agreed to take a few questions outside of Heritage Place in Oklahoma City. Several agricultural producers and ag groups were on hand to talk about agriculture with the senators.
We're spending the day talking about agriculture today, as we do many days, actually. Senator John Bozeman, who's the ranking member on the Senate Ag Committee, is with me all day today. We've been meeting with ag professionals, producers, folks that deal with commodities all morning long, talking about what's happening actually in medical marijuana and some of the proliferation of illegal grows that are happening in the state. We're going to spend time at Langston and at Oklahoma State getting a chance to be able to talk about ag research and what's happening in our land-grant university. So it's a very full day trying to be able to get the ranking member as much exposure as we can to Oklahoma agriculture, but also talk about the importance of, quite frankly, food and fiber and how incredibly important that is and the effect of inflation right now that so many families are experiencing based on just the cost of food. The cost of food has gone up 20% across the country, and everybody feels it. And it's very significant to us if we can't bring actually the quantity of production up, international trade up, and then also continue to be able to help provide a safety net for our producers. We're going to lose a lot of what we actually have. So it's been a good day. Conversation already. We're literally halfway through it, and we've got a long way to be able to go. But Senator Bozeman.
To hear my complete conversation with Senator James Lankford and Senator John Bozeman, you could go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got the latest farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.